This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Minister for Everything, otherwise known as Martin Foley, joins us on the line. Good morning, Martin. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Macca. And you?
Always good to talk to you because you always bring us good news. And we
Almost always.
Well, we like good news. We don't want fake news. We want good news.
So, Macca, speaking of good news, the Minister for Equality, Martin Foley, announced last week a new leadership program targeting LGBTI people. Tell us what this is about, Martin.
Well, this is about making sure that our emerging LGBTI leadership, of which there are plenty, get the best possible support to really develop their capacity, their networking, their engagement, their enthusiasm, to make sure that the programs that we've started, the toes that we've put into the water of pursuing equality can go to the next level. We want to make sure that through the project that we're funding Leadership Victoria to deliver for each of the next 3 years identifies people from diverse backgrounds or crossing all the intersectionality groups of the LGBTI community, city, rural, indigenous, disabilities, all different parts of the LGBTI rainbow, and particularly some of the parts of the rainbow that perhaps need more support, such as trans and intersex.
Fantastic.
To make sure that all of those voices are heard, not just within the community, in the LGBTI community, but the wider Victorian community. So over the next 3 years, different programs of about 30 people in each program, depending on how many people express interest, will be brought together with groups of inspiring leaders in the community, young and old, other processes that the Leadership Victoria have about training and capacity, networking, identifying issues, building campaigns, to go out there and build that leadership for the next coming round of issues. Because as you say, Macca, the process to equality still has a very long way to go.
Yes, we certainly do. So, Minister, I see that you're actually targeting both young and old, as well as a diverse range of people from our rainbow. I didn't realise that. I thought this was a program that was targeting young people only, so emerging leaders as opposed to, you know, people in the...
That's right. And when you look at some of the great leaders that have emerged, young and old, you just got to think of people like Georgie Stone, who is not even 18 yet and is already nominated for Young Australian of the Year at one end, and then people like Brenda Appleton, who started her journey as a trans person at the age of 50.
Yes.
And you've got all sorts of opportunities as people feel empowered to come forward, to have their voice heard, to make their impression on community, whatever part of the journey of life they're on. We're seeing that in some of the great work that's been done with older LGBTI people who are just coming out now and are trying to enforce their rights. It's quite an inspiring opportunity.
Well, I think of some of the work that Catherine Barrett is doing from La Trobe University with older people, which is great.
And, you know, it's important to remember, you know, that you know, in our community, the opportunity for leadership often isn't resourced or recognised as it is in, in other communities. So, you know, you're actually starting in some cases, you know, well behind the eight ball. So, Martin, you know, 30, you're saying 30 a year over 3 years, so that's, you know...
About 30.
Yeah.
We're encouraging people to express interest. They can go to leadershipvictoria.org and just follow the links through to the LGBTI Leadership Program. But let's see what the quality of the application is. I have no doubt that we'll be oversubscribed, But we have to make it manageable, and we have to build capacity slowly but consistently in a way in which we know that the voices of the diverse LGBTI rainbow community, both within Victoria but having their voice heard increasingly in the wider community around the nation, and can I say, increasingly globally as these leadership programs link up around the world.
There's something that's a little bit left field, Martin. I want to congratulate the Victorian government for the legislation they're proposing to remove religious organisations being able to fall back on the Ellis defence on the basis that they're not incorporated organisations. This is what courage is about. This is, you know, this is not a political issue. This is a human rights issue for those victims and survivors of institutional child abuse, particularly in religious institutions. So thank you. This is about courage, and this is about doing what's right.
Absolutely, Macca. The Attorney General took two big pieces of reform this week. There was that bill introduced in the Parliament to remove the incredibly thin veil of the Ellis defence around unincorporated institutions not having any assets. It's a very strong piece of legislation that leaves little room for doubt. And then, of course, the Attorney also steered through negotiations with the Commonwealth that was announced by the Premier yesterday around signing up to the National Redress Scheme that was recommended by the Royal Commission. So those two programs together are both about providing a non-legal, non-court-based path to support and recognition, whilst also allowing people at last the opportunity to pursue, if they wish to, their rights through the courts. So the two come together in a way of really addressing some absolutely horrendous cases of abuse across all sorts of institutional settings, but particularly faith-based organisations. Yeah.
It's an extraordinary standing up for people who can't always stand up for themselves. So congratulations to the government on that. And this leadership program, again...
Great initiative,
very innovative. Our community needs this, so thank you. Thanks, Martin. I know you put a lot of work into this. As always, a pleasure to speak to you. You're going off to softball or something now?
No, cross-country running.
Oh,
God. Not that I'm doing it, but someone's got to be the taxi service. So I would encourage anyone out there in listener land at Joy FM to just log on to leadershipvictoria.org, follow the links to the next generation of LGBTI leaders and register your interest.
Yes.
Because it's all about building the inspiration and the opportunities for the future for the LGBTI community.
And this is another little brick in the wall for equality. Thank you.
Exactly. Thanks, Macca. Thanks, Taz.
Martin Foley, Minister for Equality and a few other things, has joined us to talk about that.
What a great initiative, Macca.
It is.
I mean, it's just so encouraging to see a government who's actually really prepared to back our community and invest in this way.
Courage. Is spelt in many, many ways, but it's delivered by a government in legislation.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.